trying to find something to do with Mashkin there, something to do with Hanukkah. Well, tough, right? The Avnei Miluim brings interesting nidain, which is titling our whole discussion of Mashkin. The Maisa Shahaya was like this. Someone, let's say Reuven, took something from Shimon, promised to return it. And he said, if I don't return it in a week, I'll pay you a fine, whatever. I'll pay you, I'll give you $10. If I don't return in a week, I'll give you $10. And Levi was a guarantor. He guaranteed the $10. Okay? Got the case? Reuven took something from Shimon. He was supposed to return it a week later. And he said, if I don't return in a week, so I'll pay you $10. And Levi guaranteed it. No, he has to still return the thing. But he has to give extra money, huh? It's a fine, like you take a library book. Right? So if you don't return on time, you have to pay. Right? There's no ribbis on borrowing things. You're allowed to rent things. It's only on cash. Not only on cash. Only on something that you use up and you return different things. You return the same item itself, that's she'ila, that's not halvah, and there's no. Alright, so you got the case. So what's the big deal with this case? And Levi, I mean, the reason the case comes in here is because Levi gave a mashkin on his on what he was guaranteeing. So the shaila is, what's a shaila? Let's say Reuven didn't give it back after the week. Does Reuven have to give it? If Reuven didn't return it at the end of the week, does he have to pay the $10? That was the deal. What's the halacha? Penalty clauses. Any of you guys took law? It wasn't law. Penalty clauses are enforceable, Beresh. Penalty clauses are enforceable? They're enforceable, right? You know what that's called in Hebrew? In Lashon Chazal, that's called Asmachta Leikanya. Asmachta Leikanya means that if you tell somebody, I'm going to return in a week, and they say, okay, I have to return it. And if I don't return it, I'll pay you a fine. So if you don't return it, you don't have to pay the fine. Even if you made a kinyan to be mechayev yourself. Asmachta Leikanya, because you never meant to be mechayev yourself the fine. You did it because you were so sure you'll return it in a week. That you said, if I don't return it, I'll pay. But it's clear to everybody that you only said that because you were sure you'll return it. What?
Gambling.
That is exactly the same thing. Asmachta Leikanya. If you have a contractor and he says he'll finish the job, right? He's going to fix it, he's going to, whatever he's going to do with the house. And he's going to finish the job in a month, guaranteed. If not, right, he'll take money off the price. So that is not enforceable, not in American law, not in Halapi Halacha. That's Machta Leikanya. You can't create.
That really was a Kavanah.
That really was a Kavanah.
So why is it only Asmachta?
Who? Why would the contractor say, I guarantee it, and if not, I'll do a penalty? Only because he's sure he'll finish in time. Well, he's hoping he'll finish in time. He doesn't have to be positive. He never meant to pay.
If you make the deal, the contract doesn't say he agrees to it, even if he agrees to it,
by summer, penalty clauses are not enforceable, not in halacha, not in American law. A library book, api halacha, you don't have to. If it would be called a rental, then you have to pay. If it's a fine, the way it is, it's a fine. Api halacha, you wouldn't have to. You wouldn't have to pay. What? What? It's tonight, but it's done all asmachta leikanya. So here's what? He makes it tonight. What's it tonight? If right, so that's asmachta leikanya. If I make it, no. People, listen to me for a minute. I want to tell you what asmachta lekanya means. Asmachta lekanya means, if I tell you, if it rains tomorrow, I'll give you $100, then I have to give you the $100. Because I don't think it's in my power to control if it's going to rain. So if I make a tanai that it's clearly not in my power to do, so then it's binding. But if I make a tanai asmachta on the smach because I think it's in my power, even if I'm not 100% in my power, even if it's yes and noita that I can do it, then that's not binding. Like asmachta, that's a din of asmachta lekanya. That's the difference between something which is b'kaychai and something that's not b'kaychai. That's the din of asmachta lekanya. The nidain of this, what the Avdim Lum brings, I believe, from the Rajba, is the following need. The shaila is on the Orif, on the one who guaranteed it. Now his Ruvain told Shimon, if I don't return in a week, I'll pay you. So for Ruvain, asmachta lekanya. Levi guaranteed it. Levi, it wasn't an asmachta, it's not a Levi's kayach to control what happens. So Levi, l'chayra, should be nischayiv to pay. What's the shayla? The shayla is it possible that Ruvain is pater and Levi is chayiv?
What? Maybe
knows
that he has the money.
Shlo's going to
pay him back. So
it's
really, why
isn't
there
an asmachta? If it's not in your kayach to do, then there's no. Unless you think that you know for sure he's the type of person that's going to return it.
Then it could be. I know this guy's money. He's fired because whatever it is. I know that he gets paid off Friday. I don't have money to.
Maybe then it would be different. It could be. Yes?
The din of Arif is. So
I'll tell you. The Rajba, this shaila that Avraham Lum brings to the Rajba, the Rajba says that he's chayiv to pay. And the Rajba says Levi's chayiv to pay. And the Shach asks, like you ask, that how could Levi have to pay? Levi's only guaranteeing Reuven's chayiv. And Ruvain is not chayiv, so how could Levi be chayiv?
Maybe it's more
than size,
it's guaranteeing the money.
He's guaranteeing to pay the fine.
If he doesn't pay, I'll pay
the fine. But that fine isn't chal.
But this guarantee has nothing to do with whether or not it was actually a fine.
No.
Was if the money will be paid, then I won't pay, then I will pay.
Pashtus is guaranteeing the fine, yes.
Except for the Arab is that even though he's not getting money, he's still mechayev himself to pay. So he got the chiyev already when the deal was made.
He got the chiyev when the deal was made. The question is really, when the deal was made, did he get the chiyev? Because his chiyuv is really just sort of a rider onto the chiyuv of onto Reuven's chiyuv. He's saying, I guarantee Reuven's chiyuv. If Reuven doesn't have a chiyuv, why would he have a chiyuv? If Reuven would pay, Levi wouldn't have to pay. He didn't make an independent deal that I'll pay. He says, if Reuven doesn't pay, I'll pay. Now, if Reuven has a p'tur, why should I pay? Davdi Mulum wants to say that it's totally an our machlaikis, Taisvis. If mana ain't kan, mashkin ain't kan. If there's no chiv on the mana, whether the mashkin could create his chayvus. Right? The Shach is saying, that like the beginning of Taisvis in the Rosh, that if there's no mana, so it can't be a mashkin. If there's no chiyav of mana, so you can't be b'chiyav al mashkin. That's like the Shach. The Shach says, if Reuven's not chayiv, Levi can't be chayiv. The Raj beholds, no, that it's shayich to have his chayivus. Even if the etzem thing, there's no chayivus, by giving the mashkin, it could create a new chayivus. So Levi here could create a new chayivus. In Shulchan Aruch, it says that when a person gambles in a game that has to do with ability, we say asmachta lekanya. If a person gambles in a thing that's total chance, then it's not asmachta. If something has total chance, there's no, nobody can control. You spin a dreidel, you can't control it. So there's no chesaron of asmachta lekanya. If it's something that's totally in strategy or in seichel, then asmachta lekanya. That's halacha pesuk in Shulchan Aruch. L'chayra, according to the Rashba, we have a way of gambling. We could do it like the Rashba. What we have to do is make the person who's gambling should set it up that he gets an arif. I think the Rashba was talking that he also gives a mashkin, if I recall correctly. Let's look into the Avnim Luim. It's a cut and yud. If you set it up in a way where each person who gambles gets an arif to guarantee the bet, then the Arav will have to pay. Wow. Not Reuven. Levi will have to pay. What?
Why would Levi do that?
Why would anybody do any of these things in the first place? But it's a way to do it beheter. If you want to, I mean, it's only a way to do it beheter like the Rashba, according to the Shach, it's the Lasser. Why would Levi do it? I don't know, why would Levi do it? I guess Reuven will do it back for him. So what you do is you have each guy has a hand of cards. Reuven will guarantee Levi's bets, and Levi will guarantee Reuven's. So that way they'll be able to play it, please. Huh? No? What? Yes, so that's the case that says in Shulchan Aruch is us. So that case is exactly in Shulchan Aruch. That Misachi Bekuvia. Misachi Bekuvia is a combination of luck and ability. But a person bets a different amount based on his hand each time. That's the case in halacha. A dreidel, you don't bet a different amount each time. You might do it, but you don't think that this spin is better and this spin is worse. You know, this one I'll bet a dollar and this one I'll bet $2. Because each time it's exactly the same. On what? You
feel it.
You feel it, yeah. But when you bet based on strategy, so that's Masachi Bekuvia. That's exactly, card games are not new for the 20th century. They played card games then also. And that's the case, which it says it's a Gazlan Derabanan. It's Pasalaitis. And it's Machlaikis. It's a Gemara if he's Pasalaitis. If he does it for a living, it's a Pasalaitis. Does it occasionally, so it's a Machlaikis and the Gemara if you're Pasalaitis. But Gazelit is according to everybody. But here you have a way of doing it beheter. You can, according to the Rashba beheter, according to the Shachas will be Bisa. At least according to the Rashba, yeah.
In the Rashba's case, the mashkin is only on the fine or it's on the original thing obviously.
In the Rashba's case, no, it's only on the fine, only on the dummy.
He's not guaranteeing that
the no, the person's going to give the thing back ultimately.
He's not taking responsibility for that.
I think not. I think the case is.
What happens to Reuven himself with the Rashba?
Reuven himself, oh, there is another way of doing it. If he does a kinyan, of each bet he makes, he's makna. There's a way to do it. There's a way to do it. I have to take out the Shulchan Aruch and run it through. There is a way to do it. If Reuven, each bet has to do it each time. Each time he makes a bet, he has to be makna with a kinyan gomer, and the other person's kaina. The Shulchan Aruch, it says. And people wanted to do it. It says how to do it. Which kinyanim? So, nachinami. It's a simpler way, I mean. That's what we call the Alma. Alright, anyway, this is another nafkamina. Tysis in here, and there were two Tysis in that I wanted to touch on. First, Tzedakah Minayin, easier one. Right, Tzedakah Minayin, timer, Tysis Akasha. Ikh Tzedakah Mashachazala, Yazala Ishlishkavala. Tzedakah because you're giving him back the mashkin to sleep on it. Yeshleimer D'dayik Midiksev V'shachad B'salma Asai Uveirecheka. You took a salma, you took, let's say, a blanket as a mashkin. So you give it back to him at night. He's got to go to sleep, so you give him his blanket. Uveirecheka gives you a bracha. He's very grateful. Now, Yilai have a kainalei. If a mashkin is not kainalei, so then it's just a halva. So, what happened? I lent money to an ani, and he still owes me money. And in between, I take a mashkin. If it's not kani to me, so in between, I take a mashkin. and I give him back the mashkin. Now he's giving me a bracha. So that bracha is ribis devar and will be aser. So it can't be that the mashkin is not kani to me. If the mashkin is kani to me and I'm lending it to him, so if I lend him a mashkin, I lend him a blanket, he could thank me for it. You lend someone a blanket, take back the blanket, there's no problem. Right? Ribis is only when you give somebody something that he uses up and gives you back different money or different things. But if you lend someone a blanket, you can say thank you. So if you lend someone money, that's ribis devar. If he says thank you, that's ribis devar. If he expresses to you his appreciation, that's ribis devar. And if and so how could he kashay, how could he give you a bracha? It must be that you actually kind of the mashkin, and now he can give you a bracha afterwards. Right? This is the way we're darshaning the psukim. You follow what Tais is saying? Okay, if it's just a loan and he gives him a bracha, you know, I'll give a person a bracha for a loan. That's ribis devar. But if when you give the mashkin, the person's kind of the mashkin, now he's just letting him use it overnight, so then there's no problem that it's a bracha. So the issue here is this. Ribis devarim, Rabbi Chanan asks on Taisis. Ribis devarim is the Issa Drabanan. It's not ribis, that's not their isa. You're not lending him money, I'm a nasi, thanks you. Ul ribis drabanan is ribis. Il ribis devarim is ribis drabanan. Okay, ribis devarim are any words you say extra because someone lent you money. Any expression of bracha. So it's ribis devarim. So, but ribis devarim is a drabanan. So what's going on here with Taisis? The pasuk says, "Veirachecha hol benchu." What's the problem? You lent him money. Minatayri is allowed to give you a bracha. So veirachecha he benches you. What's the problem? Minatayri is allowed to. So when the Torah says, "Veirachecha," what's the problem? What's Tosis saying? That it must be a kind of demashkin. Otherwise, how can he give you a bracha? It's ribis devarim. The Torah is not talking after the drabanan. The Torah is talking minatayri. So minatayra uveirachecha, he gives you a bracha. What's the problem? What's the whole thing is bothering Taisus? Very sure kasha, right? This is Rabbi Chanan's kasha. Rabbi Chanan doesn't answer. There's a famous yisaid of the Taz, which is in a number of places in Yerideya. It's in Kuf Tezayin. Kuf Yud Zayin, the beginning of Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, and Tzarachayim, and El Chashavis. The Taz says a rule. The Rabbanon, when the Rabbanon make Gzeiris, Rabbanon have a kayach to make Gzeiris to Rabbanon. They have no kayach to make a Gzeira against a heter hamafurish bekra. If somebody says beferish in the Torah that you're allowed to do it, the Rabbana can't be geyser to answer it. They can only make gezeiris on things that are not mafurish b'krala heta, things that are mutter. Muktzah is mutter. The same way in the Torah that you're allowed to handle muktzah, it just doesn't answer. So Rabbana could ask a muktzah. But something that's mafurish in the Torah, that's beferish in the Torah, that you're allowed to do, the Rabbana can't come along and ask her. L'mashal, there's an issa d'rabbanan. Like it's issa d'rabbanan, they're right. So we're assuming it's an issa d'rabbanan to do schaira with macholes asurais. You're not allowed to have a business where you sell sausages. That's davar asur. Just like you're not allowed to eat davar masur, you're not allowed to do schaira with davar masur. However, if, let's say, a sheikh checks an animal and he finds it's a treifa, you're allowed to sell it. Nizdamein is mutter. Nizdamein means it happened to come your way, treifas. Then you're allowed to do it. Well, there's a case where somebody sells furs. He traps animals and he sells furs. So furs itself are not macholes asures. The fur itself is not edible. When he traps the furs and he takes the fur off the animal, there's the meat of the animal. So that's called nizdamein. He's not in that business. He's allowed to sell it to a gaisha, whatever they use it for dog food or whatever. That's nizdamein. Nizdamein is mutter. But to go into the schayra business, your main business is devarim achoyes asurais. That's awesome. The Taz says, why did the rabbanon leave a heter of nizdamein? Why did they leave a heter? They asked him to do his schayra achoyes asurais. He might come to eat achoyes asurais. So why is there a heter of nizdamein? Zok the Taz, because it's a pasuk. The pasuk says oy machor la nachri. It says that if you have nevelas, so either you give it to a ger or ger taishav or machor la nachri. Taishav is beferish oy machor la nachri. You can sell it to a guy. So Rabbanan didn't have a kayach to aser something which is mefurish b'kra. The Torah says beferish machor la nachri. So maybe they couldn't ask. There's another Gemara in Sanhedrin, and after your test, the Mishnah says, a melech loydon loydon anaisai. A melech is not allowed to be on a bezin, and he's not allowed to be judged by a bezin. Why? It's exerid rabbanon. There was a maisa with Yanai HaMelech that somebody disagreed with him. He was in Beidin Taira, and someone disagreed with him, and he's the king. It's dangerous to disagree with the king. So he took it out on the person. So Rabbana said, okay, they made Xer Rabbana Melech, Loidon, Loidon, and I say, king, can't be a judge in Bezdin, and he can't be a cool to Bezdin. Melech, Loidon, Loidon, and I say, Chutz, Malchus Beis David. Gemara says, except a king from Malchus Beis David could judge. And the Gemara says, Diksiv, it says in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, that. The Beis David, Omar Hashem, Kaya Omar Hashem, Danu Mishpat. So when you learn the Gemara, it's very strange. Why do you bring your pasuk for? Min HaTorah, any king could judge and be judged. It's the Gemara saying we made a Gzeirah Rabbanan. Melech Leidav Leidav. I say Gemara says Chutz Malchus Beis David Shenemar Kaya Omar Hashem Danu Mishpat. Well, what's the pasuk have to do with anything? It's up to Taz. This is say. If it's a mefurish pasuk, even a nach, rabbanim don't ask for something that's a davar a mefurish b'kra. If it's mefurish b'kra, that they can do it, you can't make a gzeret rabbanim to ask for a davar a mefurish b'kra. Rav David Cohn has a kuntris; he brings 90 examples of this from different places where this taz as you cite was used, and. Like I say, it's a klal hayadua. There's a din in yeshiva b'azara about machus beis David b'vod. It's the same thing. It's a drabanan. You know, I sit in azara, and why can machus beis David sit? So the Taisa Rosh brings the reason is because it's a before shakra that machus beis David that machayv David sat in azara. So why is it a before shakra? Why can drabanan answer? This is the Taz's klal that anything that's a before shakra, the drabanan. Don't have kayach taz. This taz, I don't know who says it, but I know that in the yeshiva, every time you learn this taisus, this taz is learned into taisus teretz. To answer Rav Ochanan's question. What did taisus say? That it can't be that you're not kayin mashkin. Because if you're not kayin mashkin, how can he give you a bracha? It's ribis devarim. So Rav Ochanan asked, who cares if it's Mr. Rabbanan? That's only Dindar Rabbanan. This is their eyes. The answer is no. If it would say Befeirish in the Tepasuk that Vishacha B'Salmasa Yuvei Racheka, that a Laiva could give a Malva a Bracha, if it would say Befeirish in the Torah Yuvei Racheka that a Laiva could give the Malva a Bracha, Rabbanan wouldn't have asked it, Mr. Devarim. They wouldn't have asked it. Because it would be Mefurish B'Kra Yuvei Racheka that it could give you a Bracha. Since Rabbanan did ask the Ribbis Devarim, Taisus is saying it must be that his bracha to you is not Ribbis. How can it not be Ribbis? So it must be because Bachayv is kind of Mashkin. So when he gives you back the Mashkin, he paid up the Chayv. And when you give him back the Mashkin, you're just lending him something that's yours overnight. See, the only thing is yours overnight. He could say that, he could give you a bracha for it. But if it wouldn't be that Bachayv kind of Mashkin, and the Havah is still an outstanding Havah, he can't give you a bracha. If somebody lent money to, can't give you a bracha. So this is how the Tosfos is understood, that really the Tazis Yisayid is a Tosfos. That this is how Yisayid is a Tosfos, that if it wouldn't be that Baal Chayv Koneh Mashkin, he can give you a bracha. With the whole of Be'er HaChekel, it couldn't be the Torah Segev. The Torah Segev a bracha, then the Rabbanon wouldn't answer. That's the Yisayid of Tosfos. If you don't follow, I think you just have to get the Tosfos clear. I think the confusion, the Taz's Yisayid is an easy Yisayid. If people are confused, it's because you have to get clear what Tosfos is saying, and then you'll see that the Taz's Yisayid fits well. It's a little funny because the Taz says, Taz is a kasha. Why are you allowed to do a bris milah on Shabbos? Why are you allowed to do a bris milah on Shabbos? Why aren't we geizah shema yavar dalan amis? Just like you don't blow shofar on Shabbos, kashema yavar, you don't run the Megillah, you don't take a lulav, kashema yavar dalan amis. Seems to me that it should be at least as much a gezeira by a bris milah that you'll carry the baby, you'll carry the knife. Why aren't we guys in Shema Yavad Dalad Amis? It shouldn't be no brisin on Shabbos. The bris should be after Shabbos. What? So the Taz says that this is also a davar hamafurish b'kra. Rabban couldn't answer because it says an extra time by Yom Hashemini, which we dash in afilo b'Shabbos. And being that it's a heter hamafurish b'kra, Rabban couldn't answer it. That's what the Taz says. It's a little funny. What's funny is that this is a drasha. It's not really a mafurish b'kra. Rav Moshe writes on this Taz that this is already like a second chiddush. If you say it's mafurish b'kra, that something is mutter, so Rabbana can't answer it. Fine. But if you're going to tell me that bris milah is mafurish, it's not mafurish b'kra. All it says is b'yom hashmini yimal. It doesn't say Shabbos. We dash it afilu b'Shabbos. So here the Taz is saying that even a drasha, Rabbana can't answer. That's already a big chiddush. The Rabbana asked, the Rabbana could ask the things that are mutam and atayro. Every gzera, the Rabbana is not something that's mutam and atayro.
No, the first
in the drasha, it's mutam. Okay. Ramesha writes, is if it's a drasha with a whole, there's an extra pasuk that comes only for this drasha, not for anything else, then it's included in the Taz's chiddush. If it's just a drasha from an extra letter or something, then it's not included in the Taz's chiddush. But if the whole pasuk came for it, the whole B'yam HaShemini, it's an extra pasuk, comes for this, and it's included in the Taz's rule. So that's the, basically, that's the klal of the Taz. Again, the Taz's rule is not hard. I think if you're confused, it's just to try to plug it into
the Taz's. Either case, doesn't fit the Taz's side.
But the Taz is the one who says it, so you can't tell me it doesn't fit into the Taz's side. Taz says it himself. The question is what he means. I said, it can't be that he means anything we darshan anywhere in the Torah, Rabbanan can't answer. It wouldn't work. We would find cases where Rabbanan did answer. And therefore, this is the thing that.
Huh?
So Taz is saying a chiddush. Rav Moshe just wants to say, let's limit the damage. So Taz is saying a chiddush, even a drash. That's a big chiddush, I agree with you. All right, so it's limited to this type of case where the whole pasuk is coming for that chiddush. It's not coming for anything else. That's all. Right. Where the Yikus Moshe is, it's, I think, in the first Chelek Arachayim. I'll find a few bring that inside. Okay. The last thing was Taisus Mashkin Da'Cherim, difference between Mashkin B'Shas Halvasai and Shalei B'Shas Halvasai. I'm not going to get into the complicated issues to do in 2 minutes. I'm not going to just push Pshat and Taisus. Tosfos says, Rabbi Yitzchak Ayri b'mashkin shalei b'shas halvasai. Right? What does that mean? That means, on a mashkin, what does shalei b'shas halvasai mean? When you come to the mashkin?
When the loan is due.
When the loan is due. Right? That's what the pasuk is talking about. The loan is due. The person says, I don't have money. So you take a mashkin. Tosis is mechalek that a mashkin shaloi b'shas halvasai is more mistaver that it's yours than a mashkin b'shas halvasai. What's the hesber? That's far. What? Okay, well, what's the hesber in that? Why is a mashkin shaloi b'shas halva any different than a mashkin b'shas halva? Shach says that according to Rashi's hesber in mashkin, the Rashi's hesber in mashkin, the way we said, was that in the mashkin lik the chayv, that the mashkin is the piraina chayv. Taisis svara is very glad. If it's time to pay, and he gives you a mashkin, it's very mistaver. In the mashkin lik the chayv, what's he doing? It's time to pay. He says, I don't have cash, let me give you this. And tonight, and if I pay you the cash next week, you'll give it back. So if it's time to pay, it's takamur mistaver that the chayv is in the mashkin. If it's not time to pay, if it's in the original loan, he gives you a mashkin. So there, that's a much bigger chiddush. That's mashkin b'shas halva. To say that the payment is in the mashkin, that's a much bigger chiddush. So that the svara of tosis to be mechalek between b'shas halva and shlo b'shas halva, it's very geshmir. The shach I told you holds like Rashi, holds the ikas like Rashi, that in the mashkin lik t'chayv. So he says that this fits in very well. The Shach goes on to explain the rest of Taisvis. I'm just not going to go into it, but at least this Dekuda, that the Svara to be Mechalik is very Geshmiat according to Rashi, that you should understand, right? If you say giving a Mashkin is paying, so if it's time to pay, it's more Mustava that you're paid, that you're paying. Okay. Alright, tomorrow Mitzvah Shem is a regular day. Sunday to celebrate the defeat of the Yevanim, we battle. We get involved with mishpachas, with family things, and on Monday, Mitzvah Shem, to start the next service.